Oh, it's the Real BS Show on a rainy Thursday afternoon.
That's right.
It's up over 20 degrees, though, so that's a good thing.
That's a positive. Very big positive.
I think we should do Local Talent Day.
Yeah. Yeah, we should.
The Distance Band songs and the Too Dumb to Quit Band.
Yeah, in-house talent. You know, we got Mike and Gary and, you know, Steve.
Everything that we planned today was recorded here.
That's right.
So
we're in a downtown, beautiful Union City.
Some of it might be a little loose, but Too Dumb to Quit Band, we kind of did it pretty quick.
Quick and fast, and then a little bit better produced more time taken on the Distance Band stuff, you know.
Yeah, it was more production.
There was multiple times where it was multiple weeks we would record on the Distance Band stuff and, you know, would work on it. And so we didn't do as many podcast shows because of it. You know?
That was worth it.
Yeah.
It was worth it.
Yeah.
It was good experience, good fun.
Yeah. And, it was a challenge, too.
It came out pretty good, I got to admit.
It was like a different part of my brain working than normal. So it was like, you know, you had to think about things differently. And it was a nice, refreshing break from the work I did every day, you know. So.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, let's listen to Simple Man and see what happens there. And then we'll go from there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Told me when I was young, come sit beside me, my only son, and listen closely to what I say. And if you do this, it will help you some sunny day. Baby, be a simple. you try, all that I want for you, my son, is to be satisfied. And baby, be a simple kind of man. Oh, won't you do this for me, son?
Real BS show.
Yep. Kind of a rainy, drizzly day, huh?
That's right. Yeah. It's at least it's warmer. It's kind of, you know, a little windy, you know, but that's okay.
Well, we're getting there. We're going to get there. We got, let's see, another Too Dumb to Quit band song. What was that? Oh, Wagon Wheel.
Yeah.
That's kind of a worn out song, but we took a shot at it anyways. And I'm not sure. I haven't heard it in a while, so I don't know what this is going to sound like.
Yeah, talking about it's a worn-out song. Yeah, it's definitely banned in some bars. They don't want you playing it because everybody plays it, and everyone's tired of hearing it in a bar. But then again, I think if you're drinking all the time, you kind of forget what day it is.
Well, if you're putting money in a machine, you should get to play whatever you want.
Yeah, that's right, you know? And that's it's called the guitarist opens their mouth for a quarter, you know? So.
Oh, well, let's try it. Let's see what happens.
trucker to the south out of Roanoke. I caught a trucker out of Philly, had a nice long toke. But he's heading west from the Cumberland Gap to Johnson City, Tennessee. And I gotta get a move on before the sun. I hear my baby call my name and I know that she's the only one. If I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me.
Well, there goes what do we got next? A little T.G. Shepherd song.
I love them, everyone.
Yeah. Well, we took a whack at that one, too. And
yeah.
It didn't come out too bad.
No.
So let's play that one and see what happens.
All right.
I've known some painted ladies that sparkled in the light. Country girls that love the lover's moon. Some I never really knew, though I always wanted to. Some I only met once in a room. Some said they liked the smile, others of them stayed a while. Others left me on the run. This is the only way, only way I have to say. I love them, everyone. Big, little, or short or tall. Wish I could have kept them all. I love them, everyone. Like to thank them for their charms, holding me in their arms, and I hope they had some fun. Here's to the ladies. Saloons and living rooms. Summer nights have lasted until dawn. Here's to the memories. Everyone's a part of me. Oh, I love them, everyone. Big, little, or short or tall. Wish I could have kept them all. Love them, everyone. Like to think of poor charms holding me in their arms, and I hope they had some fun. Big little boy, short or tall, wish I could have kept them all. I love them, everyone. Like to thank them for the charm, holding me in their arms. And I hope they had some fun. Big little boy, short or tall, wish I could have kept them all. I love them, everyone. Like to thank them for the charms, holding me in their arms. And I hope they had some fun.
There it is.
We got
a couple more, don't we?
We got a few more
local yokels.
Yeah, Steve and you and Drum Machine.
Yeah, Drum Machine. Never wrong.
Yeah, you should give it a nickname. You know, it shouldn't just be the Drum Machine.
Zoom. Call him Zoom.
Zoom. Yeah. Zoomy. This next one's Knocking on Heaven's Door. You guys did a pretty good job on it.
I think so. I can't remember. I know we're doing better now than we were back then. But
right.
It'd be worth a listen. What the heck?
Yeah, we did recordings with Steve here at the studio and also at his house, you know.
Did we? I don't remember that.
Yeah, and there was a few other places where I think we did, but I don't remember exactly. But it's always a fun thing to mix a song, you know.
Yeah, well, with us, it's pretty easy. There's only two of us. So.
Right. At the studio, you know, we could hook a whole live band up and, you know, all that, but
we could just redo over our tracks and add more.
Right. That's, I think it's more preferred to have the you know, do it in layers. Start with the drums and then like or whatever, and then kind of build upon it. You know. So, but yeah, here's Knocking on Heaven's Door, the Steve and Bill rendition, Too Dumb to Quit.
Yeah, a different rendition.
Yeah.
Off of me, 'cause I can't use it anymore. It's getting too dark to see. It feels like I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Mama, take these guns and put them in the ground, 'cause I can't shoot them anymore. This long black cloud keeps coming down. Feels like I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, 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 knocking on heaven's door. take these guns and put them in the ground. Cause I can't shoot them anymore. This long black cloud keeps coming down. Feels like I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, 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 knocking on heaven's door.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Just beautiful.
Pretty.
From heaven to what? Whiskey?
Whiskey, yeah. Yeah.
From one end of the spectrum to the other.
Well, before that, you had, you know, I love every one of them, you know?
Well, that's good old good time stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
That's for the younger folks.
Yeah, that was like my grandfather. He was that way. He loved every one of them, all the women.
Wow.
That was my mother's father.
Well, that's a...
He was a ladies' man.
Same mistake a lot of people make.
Yeah, he was a ladies' man. I don't know what happened to me. Not that. Yeah. So, but yeah, this next one, I remember this one. You guys did that one. It was a jivey one. Yeah, you guys picked it up, you know, picked up.
Yeah, it was pretty quick.
Yeah.
And I think we recorded it pretty... we do it much better now, but I mean...
Right.
I haven't heard this old recording in a while, so...
Right.
So I guess we'll just sit back and listen.
Yeah.
All right.
No, I'm not going crazy lately. My head and my heart seem to be at least a million miles apart. My heart says to love you, my head says to run. It's like my heart is too afraid to tell my head what it's done. I know that it could never be the way that it was. I know you'd be the death of me, can't give you up. Too much is not enough, it's not the love, it's not the lust that grips me. Must be the whiskey I've been drinking to remember, drinking to forget. Gotta love you on my mind, got gin beam on my breath. Loneliness has got the rest, I've got nothing left within me. Must be the whiskey. Oh, 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 oh. No, I'm not going crazy, but lately these thoughts in my head. Or a whirlwind of a world of million regrets. All the things I should have done, all the things I should have said, all the pain that comes with hating, the mess you made of yourself. I know I'm chasing rainbows thinking I can make it work, but the fact is that my actions speak louder than words. It only makes it worse thinking of her, thinking she'll forgive me. Must be the whiskey I've been drinking to remember, drinking to forget. I've got love you on my mind, I've got Jim Beam on my breath. Loneliness has got the rest, I've got nothing left within me. Must be the whiskey. Drinking to remember, drinking to forget. Gotta love you all my mind. Got Jim Beam on my breath. Loneliness has got the rest. I've got nothing left within me. Sometimes it hits me whenever I'm a little tipsy. Oh, it hits me whenever I'm a little tipsy. Must be the whiskey.
The Real BS Show, back again.
Yeah, let's skip over to some distance band.
Yeah, put some distance in it.
Mike, Gary, and you and me.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Now, this first song we're going to play is the first song in my whole life that I ever sang.
Lead sang, yeah, you're a lead singer. Yeah. And honestly, you know, I have to give you credit, man. You did a good job.
I don't know. It. We got through it, and it might be my last one, so I don't know.
You know, I remember Gary saying that you should sing it because we were going through the archives, you know, you were kind of digging in there. And we found one with Gary being the lead singer. And I was like, wait, I don't remember doing this. I don't remember doing that, having Gary as the lead singer. And then you did it.
And I said, let me do it. Yeah. It had that thing about trees all around me.
Yeah.
That's what got me.
It's the truth. There's trees all around you.
Yeah. So it's history now. So.
Yeah.
Well, let's serenade everybody with that, and then we'll get on to better stuff.
Yeah.
Thank you. never trade you for the world. Never do the things I used to. I guess it's not good enough, this I see. But I'll remember happy times. And now remember happy times.
Ending there.
Yeah, I know.
What do we got? Let's play a couple that we don't have on our CD.
Not yet.
It's one of those. I think Mike put these two together.
Yeah, this next one is one that's not on the CD. Is one after Gary passed away, and then there's another song that will maybe leave for the end. I'm not sure yet. Kind of it's a ending of the show kind of song. But these two that were, they should be on the CD, in my opinion.
I don't remember. I can't remember.
Right. It's one of those ones I just think that kind of deserved to be on there. It kind of fits the general theme, the first album. So, yeah, we'll do it. This one's about burning. I'm not, you have to listen to the lyrics.
Yeah, I don't even remember what he did.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Thank you.
something's burning. You can hear the people shout. Burning in the world, come together.
Something's burning.
Yeah, we got a little funky.
I don't remember that song at all, really.
Yeah.
Pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
What I'm suggesting is let's play like two or three right in a row of the Distance Band that we just pick out a few and just bring back some old memories here.
Yeah, this next one is the one that Gary wrote and is, I think, the last song he did before he died. I could be wrong on that.
Leonardo da Vinci, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And honestly, oh, God, it's a haunting song to me because it fell right into a lot of different things at that time when it happened. He passed away, and, you know, that song really hit. It hit the button. To me, it's the best song of them all.
He was doing that song quite a bit by himself,
right?
You know, and he always wanted to get a big production of it,
yeah.
And that's what we did, and he was totally happy with it. I mean, he really was happy. He thought that was great. Mike is just super talented.
Yeah, Mike's a genius.
Yeah, he put put stuff in there and choirs and choruses and all kinds of keyboard stuff. And
I think this is the one that Mike and I had probably the most back and forth email exchanges talking about parts, what to put in. And he kept on sending stuff. And I was like, oh, boy, this is going to be really interesting, intricate. And it turned out amazing. It everything was mixed right, in my opinion. We all worked together on that one. It came out pretty good. And we had a few times where we had to redo a little bit here and there, but really it was not that much. We were on the dime on this one.
It was one of Gary's, better moments. I mean, he loved this song, and he really wanted to mass produce it, make it a big production. And
right.
He just loved what we did. And Mike just took the ball and ran with it.
Yeah, he nailed it, yeah. Has a very, the feel of it to me is not your normal song. It kind of has like a Pink Floyd vibe to it. So that's, to me, what I got from it, which is cool. I like Pink Floyd. So maybe I'm just probably biased here. I'll admit it, So.
Well, it came out very well. And I'm glad it did because, like you say, that was the last one we did with Gary.
Right.
Before he checked out. He didn't even say goodbye.
Yeah.
He just checked out.
Yeah. Boom. I remember I talked to him like a few days beforehand or something like that, and he was so. I helped him with his laptop, and he kept on thanking me. I was like, "It's not a problem, I helped him so he could record, because he was having some issues recording, and the laptop fix, helped him, and then, boom, he died.
He texted me I think a day or two before he died, and he was joking about something. I can't remember what it was, and he's. So, well, at least I knew you before you got to be a big star or something that.
Yeah.
Laugh out loud and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And bam, I couldn't believe I got that phone call that morning.
Yeah.
Whew, unbelievable.
Yeah.
But anyways, here's some Distance Band music, and I don't know, I'm right proud of it.
Yeah.
I really like listening to it. So take it away, Seth.
Thank you. pictured face capture all the radiance, all the love that comes through you. But I feel helpless without him to paint you. I sit here and drink you in and hold you warm, sweet hand. Your touch to me has set me free, and I get lost in your love. But I feel helpless without him to paint you. And maybe I could, yes, maybe I should, and maybe I will paint you my love in you. Capture you tonight and hold for ransom your beauty's light. Or if he were to place on canvas, I would pay for you. Help!
circles like that trick. But in a moment they'll come apart to true amazement to the eyes of all the people that we once knew. But on you came, Michael, a wounded soldier, so careless, bleeding, holding on to your gentle longing to strange twist of fate. You were there when I needed you most. All the sorrows of your own shattered dreams that had their own.
Oh,
That was Gary's crowning moment, I think. One of them, anyways.
Yeah. that was the other one, the one we just listened to, that was Wounded Soldier. That's another song he wrote.
There's a couple he wrote. And
the other one, Traveling Alone, was the previous one before that, was one he sang. That was a Jason Isbell song. Those three right there, he all sang. And I remember doing Wounded Soldier, and that one stuck in my head for a long time thinking about it. You know, it was a good song.
You know, we'd always start off with these songs, and at first they seemed, well, maybe we shouldn't do this one or something.
Yeah.
It didn't seem like it was going to work out.
Yeah.
And then as everybody put their parts in, bam, you just knew when you hit that spot, you said, whoop, there it is.
Yeah. You had a feeling. It was not of like we were, I'm tired of doing this, but we'd hear the song multiple times. We listen to the whole thing, and then we listen to parts and tweak this, and like, okay, we have to lower this, put this on the left, put this on the right, you know. And that's something, you know, with producing, that, you know, it makes you appreciate music when you hear good songs out there and it's well produced and you have your headphones on and you're like, whoa, that guy is messing around with that there. You can tell now, you know, what they're doing. Little tricks that we do sometimes that we find out and others are doing.
Yeah, well, there's always a spot someplace along the production process where it hit. It said, okay, there it is. It's
right.
That's a keeper.
Right.
You know, that's a good one.
Yeah, that was pretty early on with Leonardo da Vinci. There was a lot of things that were, that one, the first one we did Gary's, and that one, there was a few times where we were like, oh, this is it. And then someone would add something new, and it's like, whoa, this is totally different. You know, that was kind of fun, too, hearing it where it just completely changed the song in a good way. Because we were happy with before, but then something new come along, and boom, that just added to
Mike came to the rescue quite a bit.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and just spruced things up something awesome.
Right.
And he was a super talented guy,
right,
for sure.
Very, very talented, multi-instrument. So, yeah, definitely.
It was truly a team effort, though. I mean, it was a teamwork all the way around. So,
right.
I was just happy to be part of it.
Yeah. And this last one here is one that was written by Mike after Gary's passing. We kind of left it at the end. It's Never Time to Go.
Yeah, dedicated to Gary, and it's pretty much all Mike. I think I played the bass, and I think you put some drums.
I put the drums in it. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
And but I don't remember totally for sure. But
yeah, you did the bass.
It came off very, very well.
Yeah.
I mean, Mike's just pure talent. That's all right. I can say.
This is another one where Mike and I were discussing things a lot beforehand, and in the email, what to do. And he gave me that clue, you know, here and there, what to do, because I'm not a drum player at all. I just love music. And I got the drums, and I think I did it. Because we were at this point, been doing it for so long. He told me what he wanted, and I just handed it to him this time. This is like the third or second song I ever just handed the drums to him. Here you go. And he was just, boom, that's good. Before it was like, oh, tweak this or tweak that. And it's like, oh, okay, I'll do that. It took me a while to learn, but this is one where definitively I think, if I remember correctly, I could be wrong, Mike correct me, but I just handed the drums and he was happy with it. So I was proud of that moment.
It tells you how important drummers are.
I know, right? But this is one that definitely was for Gary, you know, and all the ones that we lost along the way.
Well, this will be our last song for the day.
Yeah.
And everybody stay safe, stay healthy.
Yeah.
And hopefully it starts warming up.
Yeah.
And the ice goes away and the snow goes away. And we'll see you all next week. And this is, what was the name of this?
Never Time to Go.
Never Time to Go. Yeah. This is for you, Gary.
one more laugh, one more memory we can have. It's never time to go. All my friends are leaving. I just can't watch them go. But I sit alone and think of how I miss them so. There should be time for one last smoke, strong handshake, slowly broke, one last kiss, one last chance. Take the time for one last dance. It's never time to go. Chance to misbehave.